Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Plugged Into You. My name's Kimmy Dixon, and I'm the founder of Hypertribe. And today, we're going to be talking about the number one question that we are getting asked here over at Hypertribe in the last few weeks. Now, just to give you some context on where we're at with Hypertribe, we have a brilliant, brilliant service that we've tested over the last year. We've worked with hundreds of artists, and it's been super successful. And we've managed to help them get onto their feet and also get them into positions where they wanted to be. They were missing that missing link, and that was our job. It was to put their knowledge and that kind of piece of the puzzle in place so that they knew exactly what they were doing. And that comes from our years of experience and also the team as well, who are just phenomenal at what they do, and making sure that we've got the right information at the right time to the artists that are really struggling. But what we're finding now is that as we're starting to go out into the world and market ourselves as what we're trying to do, the first thing that we know is that those who don't know us are kind of going, well, can you really help me? Can you really actually do what I need you to do? And the second thing is that they're asking us, I don't need any guidance. I just need to be able to market my music. I just need to reach more people. And I'm going to tell you exactly why that is so the wrong thinking. And if you think that you have a marketing problem, you probably don't. The marketing problem will only come once you've seen traction and you need to actually excel that. And that's when funding becomes really relevant. Now, the first thing is to understand that there's two different types of marketing. There's mass marketing, and then there's also niche marketing. And every single artist that I know that isn't 100% switched on, and perhaps they think they're a little bit further ahead than they are, which we've normally found is that once you put a single out there or something like that, you're just trying to get it into the hands of as many people as possible. And I'm going to tell you, that's mass marketing. You're trying to get as many eyeballs as possible on your music, and that just doesn't make any sense whatsoever, because that is a lot of money and a lot of time. You are literally throwing your music out there and hoping that it sticks somewhere. Whether it be Instagram, whether it be YouTube, whether it be whatever else it could be, you are literally taking everything that you can and just throwing money that could potentially go down the drain. If you're marketing to an audience that really is not interested in everything that you're doing, then what are you doing? There's absolutely no point in spending that money. Now, the next thing is that the people who are a little bit more seasoned in the music industry, that actually understand, you know, what they're doing and where they're going, understand this concept of niching. So being able to actually reach a point where your audience is so specific and you know what they want so well that you can create content around that. You can actually identify those people. You can identify the brand that you want to build that marries at the right point with the artists that you want to collaborate with and the team that you want to work with, and also the fans that are going to be the most avid for you. You are not going to get the whole wide world. I don't care if you want to be Drake or you don't want to be Drake. The point is that you're going to be sat in a position where you need to identify exactly who's going to be going after your market. Unless you have millions and millions of pounds in the bank, you will be doing niche marketing, full stop. Every single brand in the whole wide world does the same thing. You need to start off with a niche, every single artist, except for those who, you know, maybe come up on X Factor or whatever else, on the mainstream kind of media, they are using niche marketing. Ed Sheeran used niche marketing. Taylor Swift used niche marketing. And then they moved over into the mainstream as their fans and their audience started to build. But you have to be switched on enough to identify this, which is why marketing is not your problem. The first thing that you need to do is you need to understand your values as an artist. Who do you want to be? What do you want to stand for? And really kind of start drilling into that brand. And that brand, to be able to do that for yourself, objectively, is really, really hard. And that's why we step in with a lot of artists and we can change their brands very quickly. That's why we've worked with a lot of our members and we've seen a lot of success in being able to change their mindset and then also then change their brand, the way they evolve, the way they do things. That is why marketing is not your problem. The other thing that we're seeing over and over again that becomes the biggest issue for artists right now is that they just don't have good music. Like, that you have to make sure that your craft is learned really, really well. You can't put funding behind something that just isn't well produced, that isn't well written. And you need to make sure that you are getting feedback from people left, right, and center to understand how you can improve. This is one of the biggest things and the biggest tools that we as Hypertribe are looking into right now, and that we think that it's going to be a really good game changer for the rest of you who are really, really struggling to understand and identify and troubleshoot why is your music not moving forward and what is the key problem around it. So why marketing your music is not the issue. And I hope that this episode has kind of given you an insight into all of that. If you are still having problems and you're still having issues around why your marketing of your music is just not reaching the heights that you really want to, let us troubleshoot the problem for you. Book in a call with us on our website. You can do a 15-minute free call and we'll do an analysis and assessment. And we'll also show you a little bit about how Hypertribe can help, who can help, and why it's so important as well to connect to a community. In those times, I know that there's a lot of people out there who have a lot of people in the music industry that you can connect with people on social media and whatever else, but you don't have a curated specific types of people that we know that can really support your development and help you along that journey. Head over to Hypertribe, book in your free call, and I'll see you next week. Take care, everybody, and stay safe.